This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Listening is Odyssey's commitment to mental health conversations. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, depression, anxiety, or mental illness, help is available. Call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's 988.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Austin York, and this is the afternoon All Local.
Bexar County being sued over its decision to mail out voter registration forms to unregistered voters. I'm going to check in now with Scott Braddock. He's the editor at QuorumReport.com and the host of the state's number one politics podcast, The Texas Take. What is Ken Paxton's argument here? Why is he suing Bexar County?
Well, he says that what they're doing is illegal under the Texas Election Code, but this is a little murkier than that. And look, this is a classic case, Mike, of it being better for Democrats to have more people voting and worse for Republicans to have more people voting. And, you know, since this state has become more competitive, you have efforts by the Attorney General's office, as well as other Republican leadership, to try to crack down on more people voting. The county there says that what they want to do is, send out through the mail applications to register to vote. These are not ballots. When you look at some of the right-wing media coverage on this, you might think, and you can guess which stations I'm talking about, you would think that they were just sending out ballots to people and letting anybody vote, including undocumented people. But what this actually is, and I was talking to one of the county officials down in Houston in Harris County, where this is also being considered, and they said this is actually an effort to try to secure the vote. They're sending out those applications to register to vote. And of course, Mike, those applications can be denied if it turns out the person is not eligible. But Paxton argues that this is not allowed under Texas law, that he has one reading of it. The county officials have another reading, and they're going to sort this out in court, which is probably a good thing, because that would add some clarity to what's going on here.
And the county's response essentially is, go ahead and sue.
Right. And look, what they say is that this is not anything that isn't allowed under Texas law. And you know that this most recent effort to crack down on the things that different cities and counties are doing really got underway. It's been going on a long time, but this current iteration really got underway in 2020 when, you had the COVID pandemic, and you had communities like Harris County that were making certain accommodations for people who didn't want to be in crowded, voting places. And so you had 24-hour voting in Houston and some other places as well, but it was really in the spotlight in Houston. They also had, the drive-in voting, or drive-through voting, which those things were not illegal under Texas law. And the way you know that is that in the very next legislative session in 2021, Republican leaders in Austin moved to make them illegal. Their argument at that time was that those things were not legal because they weren't explicitly allowed in the election code. But, if you think about things that are either legal or not, Mike, it's the case that unless something's spelled out as being illegal, then it's allowed. And so those things were allowed in 2020. And it was the Republican Secretary of State at that time here in Texas who said that we had one of the most secure elections we have ever had. So even with those accommodations, everything was fine. And, I think a lot of this has to do with the ongoing push from former President Trump, for the larger context of this. He's always saying what, Mike, that we have illegal voting all over the place, that undocumented people are voting in, huge numbers. What did he say about Texas after the 2020 election? He said, yeah, we won that state, but we would have won by even more if you didn't have all these illegal immigrants voting, which is the way he put it. But, the elections officials here would tell you that that's not true at all. And it also goes to the argument that Trump has made that we need to have, photo ID for voting, across the country. Well, we're good on that in Texas, Mike. We've had that since, going back to 2011. And so in that 2021 legislative session, Republicans were kind of twisting themselves in the knots to try to figure out new ways to kind of crack down on voting, as the base of the Republican Party really wants to see more of what they call election security. But again, we're pretty good on that around here in Texas. We have had secure elections, according to our own Republican elections officials, for years and years.
So this is just a stall tactic, basically, because there's no way that this is, or is it, going to get through the court in time for the election in November?
We'll see. This is the kind of thing that they can move on pretty quickly in the courts because of the election being imminent. The courts will take that into consideration. I mean, think about the fact that this election is just about to get underway. You have the mail ballots going out for the military, very soon. And you'll have, actual mail ballots for residents of the counties around Texas going out soon. And then, of course, we have a lot of early voting opportunity in Texas, 2 full weeks before Election Day. And so this should get sorted out pretty quickly in court, if this lawsuit goes anywhere. And I would expect that the Republican judiciary in the state would want to weigh in pretty quickly.
Scott, real quick, could Harris County be next?
They could. They're considering a very similar move in Harris County to try to send out these applications for voter registration. They've tabled that idea for right now. One of the county commissioners there had said that he wanted to go over the details, make sure they're doing it right. But even the county officials in Houston who haven't quite pulled the trigger on it just yet have said that they think Paxton is in the wrong. So I would expect them to make a move on it maybe as soon as next week.
Appreciate it, Scott. Thanks so much. Good information. That is Scott Braddock. He's the editor at QuorumReport.com, host of the politics podcast, The Texas Take. Let's go to the markets. Our business analyst, David Johnson, is with us right now. David, so September, never a good month on Wall Street. I don't know why, but it's not. Yesterday, boy, lived up to that. It was ugly. What happened? Was this a correction?
I think they were front running. Is everybody knew that it was a terrible month, and in the last decade in particular, it's been down every year. Averages 2.3%. I think last year was down over 4%. The year before that, it was down over 9%. And so I think a lot of them looked around and said, "Well, why wait? Let's just go ahead and get this over with." And we got rid of most of it in one day. So that was one thing. Then the other is this really incredibly hot stock, NVIDIA, that makes these incredibly expensive chips that go into artificial intelligence machines. The stock had been selling off, and we got a rumor. I think the rumor hit the market, then the fact hit the market. The Justice Department's going to look into them for some antitrust. So that stock went south, lost more in one day than any single stock had ever lost in the history of the market, close to $300 billion.
Oh.
And then it triggered some selling pretty much across the board.
Is that the most important stock? They say NVIDIA right now, as it goes, might suggest the day will go up or down.
The way it used to be, anyway. It was until yesterday.
Yeah.
Now they're trying to say it's not as important. It's kind of, yeah, but it's really awesome more than anything. It's just technology. I mean, technology is in the driver's seat. This is a service-based economy, and this artificial intelligence can do all sorts of things. I've got a guy on the CEO Spotlight tonight who's got this company that has used artificial intelligence to really just revolutionize supply chain management, so that you know that you can't get your widget, shipped to you in a container ship from Japan in time, and then it goes through and looks at all of the alternatives and tells you the best way to do it. It's really remarkable.
So how are we looking today? Today's kind of flat. I guess everyone's just come up for air.
Yeah, well, and it's been both ways. We started off, it was selling across the board, didn't get a lot of traction. So then the blue chips went up, and the Dow was up. Right now, it's up 1 point. The S&P went positive. Now it's down 6. The NASDAQ was positive. Well, it was deeply, sharply lowered, and then it was positive, and now it's down 17. Overall, there are about 500 more stocks up than down. So, yeah, you're right. Maybe exhaustion has just sort of set in.
All right, and we got to mention Southwest Airlines here. One of its biggest shareholders, and we've talked about them a lot, Elliott Investment Management.
Oh,
They've now officially acquired, they were close to 10%. Now they've got 10% in the company. And I guess that's enough for more dominoes to fall, correct? What's happening?
At 10%, what you could do is you don't have to sit back and wait for management to call a board meeting. You can call a shareholder meeting if you own 10%. You can mandate it. And, of course, that's what they want. I guess that's what they want. The thing is with Elliott, I really don't know that we know what they want. But one thing they put up is this slate of officers. They want to get rid of Bob Jordan, who's the CEO. They want to get rid of Gary Kelly. He used to be the CEO, is now executive chairman of the board. They want to get rid of all those people, and they want to bring in this fistful of, you know, fairly impressive people that all do the same thing. They've all run airlines. Of course, the last thing you need is like six chefs. You know, choose one chef. But the next thing is, I guess the next thing is a meeting. Finally, Southwest Airlines and Elliott are getting together next week. They're getting together on Monday. They're going to have a meeting. And maybe we'll find out exactly what Elliott wants at that point in time, other than, Bob Jordan and Gary Kelly's heads. And then at the end of the month, Southwest has planned a big shareholder show, a meeting to unveil who knows what, but lots of new initiative, as though they haven't done some already. But a lot of it right now, we really don't know about.
And I noticed this today, the company is polling customers on changing its free bag policy.
Oh, no.
Gulp.
Well, sometimes you ask a question knowing the answer that you're going to get so that you could turn around and say, look, 90% of the people don't want to pay for bags. So we're not gonna charge for bags. I can't believe it's going to be like 51-49. Oh, yes. You know, I've always wanted to pay for my bag. Thank you for the opportunity that I can now pay, an extra $20 to take my bag along with me.
Well, let me ask you this. If you're an investor and you see Elliott Investment Management come sniffing around your company, how should you feel? How should Southwest Airline investors feel?
Well, if you're an investor, you want to pay attention because Southwest Airlines stock has not done well. The airline industry has not done well overall, but Southwest in particular has not done well. And a lot of it goes back to that horrendous problem they had with all the downtime around the holidays a year and a half ago. So I guess if you're a shareholder, you sit back and see maybe they'll shake things up. They went into Elliott has a lot of holdings, but they're a major shareholder in Texas Instruments, and they're claiming victory. Well, actually, TI, what they wanted TI to do was cut back on their spending, their capital spending, spending billions and billions of dollars on these plants, and they're ones that are building in Sherman and also up in wherever it is. I think it's in Utah. But anyway, they've cut back on the capital spending, and so given Elliott a chance to declare victory. And that stock started moving higher after that. My guess is that you give them something, is that maybe you give, they got 10% of the company, that you give them something. Maybe you take one or two of these people and put them on your board. They've already said that they're going to have, premium seating, and they're going to go to assigned seats and that sort of thing. Maybe that'll get them off their backs. We'll see.
Elliott needs its own theme music.
Here you go. Maybe the Untouchables, Elliott Ness. Play
yeah,
off
there
them.
There was a time. There's a lot.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join MIDI. Raiders.com.
A lot of Raiders out there, and as much as we loved Boone Pickens, you know, Boone was a corporate Raider. He'd sniff around companies and take
green mail. Wasn't that what they call him?
Over that, you're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Wow.
In this case, I don't know that it's worked yet. I mean, the stock hadn't moved enough that they can sell it at a big premium.
David, thanks so much. Appreciate the time as always. That's KRLD business analyst David Johnson.
If you're having water problems in Grand Prairie, you'll have to wait just a bit longer.
That's because foam used to fight a fire got into the water supply because of a faulty backflow valve. Mayor Ron Jensen says they have sent a sample of the water to TCEQ to test, but until they get the all clear, the don't drink or use the water restrictions are still in place. And then there's the issue of flushing it out.
It ain't easy to get every bit of contaminant out of something once you just think when you're washing a big old pot at home, you put Dove detergent in it. How many times you got to circle it around with hot water to get it out? Well, we can't put somebody swimming around inside that tank scrubbing the sides. It takes a while to flush it out.
He says the good news is that no one has gotten sick so far and says the foam isn't toxic. The city will provide water at Lone Star Park as long as the water restrictions are in place. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
2,300 Texans died from fentanyl last year, and our John Cornyn is trying to get that number down.
7 out of 10 pills seized by the Drug Enforcement Administration contain a lethal dose of fentanyl. So it can be manufactured to look like a pill that's a Percocet, a legitimate pharmaceutical.
He says chemicals in China might be shipped to Mexico and built into pills there. He stopped at Parkland today and heard from a couple of parents whose kids died from overdoses. They said they didn't realize fentanyl is such a huge problem until it's too late.
Well, the man accused of kidnapping an Arlington rideshare driver and forcing him to drive to Florida has a November trial date. Miguel Pastran Hernandez is now being held on charges of kidnapping, carjacking, and a weapons offense. The FBI says last month Pastran used a gun to force the rideshare driver to take him to Florida, where another kidnapping was planned. The driver managed to get away in a Miami suburb, and Pastran was arrested a short time later.
Part of Texas elections law is overturned in a case that starts in Plano.
In 2021, Plano City Council candidate John Stafford, a Democrat, sent out a series of text messages mocking Republican opponents. The county charged Stafford with violating a part of the Texas election code that requires political ads to come from the correct source, in effect saying Stafford was pretending the text came from other Republicans. Today, the court Court of Criminal Appeals sided with Stafford and struck down the law, much to Stafford's delight.
There was no misrepresentation in the text messages, and it was clearly telling Democrats who the Republicans were in the election.
One judge said upholding the law would also allow prosecution of parodies like The Onion or SNL, which frequently impersonate political figures. From the 24-Hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is now 5:06. Now, Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing another Texas county.
This time it's Bexar County, and it's over county commissioner's decision to send voter registration applications to all residents. Attorney General Ken Paxton says those forms would go to residents whether or not they requested an application or are even eligible to vote. Bexar County commissioners voted on Tuesday to hire a third-party vendor to distribute the forms to unregistered voters across the county. Paxton's suit alleges the decision could induce ineligible people like convicted felons and non-citizens to try to register to vote. He says Texas counties do not have the authority to enact this kind of voter registration campaign. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
FBI is looking for people that might have gotten victimized by a former park ranger in Houston. They're launching a civil rights investigation. Their new chief, Noe Diaz, from the Houston Police Department, says Joey Ellis drove into city parks and locked others inside by blocking an entrance with his car.
Which there wasn't. And then he would solicit money from them, sometimes asking the victims to pay via Venmo or other electronic means, and essentially robbing them, threatening them to tow their vehicles or actually putting them in jail.
FBI says he targeted members of the LGBT community. He got hired in 2019, got arrested in June. He is charged with official oppression.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.